Support for today's broadcast comes in part from the Friends of WILL and from Common Ground Food Co-op in downtown Urbana, with a deli featuring iced lattes made with fairly traded ingredients and local milk, and a salad bar filled with local and organic ingredients. More information is at commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, residential alleys are usually ignored spaces, rarely considered to be extensions of where we live. In this episode of Backyard Industry, Lisa Brotz visits her neighborhood alleys and muses on their shortcomings and potential.
Back in the summer of 2007, which seems forever ago, I was fond of early morning walks through the alleys in East Urbana, Illinois, which is also where I've lived with my family for a decade. The alleys in my neighborhood are un- or underpaved, mostly forgotten leftovers from the last century. Some are still used as throughways for cars, but others are choked with weeds and come to abrupt dead ends. In 2007, these alleys were awesome for a rather nosy person like me. There was this array of brief avenues letting me see what was behind the houses and the small apartment buildings. But I could also check out, up close, the truly hidden spaces, those bits of earth between alleys and garages that were planted with flowers like hollyhocks and daylilies, with occasional fruit trees providing shade and a natural archway. And sometimes, even back then, I'd see a chicken coop. I recently returned to the alleys for the first time in 7 years, mostly out of curiosity. I started off a few blocks from my house and ran into a gentleman mowing the part of the alley that was directly behind his house, a cute little bungalow with a well-kept backyard.
My name is Stephen Friend, and I live here in the east part of Urbana.
I asked him why he was mowing the alley.
At one time, the city was wanting us to buy this, but I would still have to keep it open so somebody could drive up and down here so they could fix the lines, the power lines. I figured, well, I don't want to buy it.
So now you mow it.
Well, I've always mowed it.
You've always mowed it?
Oh, yeah.
But maybe your neighbors don't necessarily keep up the alley the same way?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just looks better for my property. That's about the reason I mow it.
Unfortunately, he didn't seem excited about some of the changes his part of the neighborhood had seen. We disagreed on urban chickens, for example. If you want to live in the country, he told me, move to the country. After we shook hands and said our goodbyes, he started mowing again and I started my alley walk, a bit deflated. The conversation seemed to affect what I saw. I was shocked to see that many of the gardens that had existed 7 years ago were gone. Several fruit trees had been cut down. There were no grapevines lining back chain link fences. Few flowers had been planted on purpose, though there were still perennials like daylilies and prairie sunflowers along some fences. There were no chicken coops. In fact, a dead animal lay in the middle of one alley buzzing with flies. There were many more tall privacy fences and way more mean-sounding dogs. That's not to say there weren't some good finds.
Okay, so here we go. We've got alley raspberries. And these are probably raspberries that started on the other side of the fence in the actual backyard of the residents, but they have spread. The canes have spread and are now in the alley area. And they are ripe and beautiful.
Squash and tomatoes had found their way outside fences, and there was still plenty of beauty and food to discover. But basically, the change that had taken place over the 7 years since my last visit was noticeable and unsettling. As I walked home, I thought about the reduced number of gardens I've noticed in town over the last few years. I thought about the Great Recession, which came along a year after I stopped walking the alleys. And I also considered the introduction of smartphones in 2007 and how that has changed, quite literally, everything, including our concept of leisure time and how we spend it. Finally, I thought about people proudly renting or buying their first homes in East Urbana, like we did in 2005, and wondered how they feel about their neighborhood. How do they see it? Are they there to reclaim their yards, their alleys? They're big questions to ponder about such small spaces as we start to put our gardens to bed ahead of another winter. But I do wonder, what will spring 2015 hold for East Urbana's alleys? For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Brotz.